Anyway, since it's not new, I gotta save her from the shop. So that's why it's a good thing, it's an appreciation. I have the green monster. So that's the
Okay, but you shlach svarim al kol medina is hamelach al medina medina kachsova vel am vong fil shoynei. Liyo is kolish sir bebeisai um de belke zayn aloin. Okay, so what's going on over here? So what is he sending the svarim? Al kol medina is hamelach. And then it says medina medina kachsova vel am vong fil shoynei. So zok de gro, nokat gabe medina ksav, gabe am loshli. Here's the diag. It says al medina u medina, to every medina he sent kichsava, and to every am he sent in their lashon. So why is a medina defined by its ksav and an am is defined by its lashon? So zok de gra ki ha uma is nechlokim bedal dvarim. There's four basic characteristics to an uma: ksav, the letters, the writing; lashon, language, I guess the language you speak in; ve'eretz, land; shekol uma yesh le'artzoi; uve'malbushim, and their dress; v'sancheirev bilbels kol umais; u'mishiyosha b'medina zu hoyshe b'medina acheres. So memela, anyone that landed up in a specific medina, which is a location, ended up with the ksav of that medina, because the ksav is something that has to do with where you are located, apparently. But a language is not where you're located. A language has to do with who you are and where you come from. Okay, why? So those people represent the medina. They are written to in the language, in the ksav of the medina. But the lashon, the language that they speak to the hamaynam, is kelshoinai. When you want to send something to the hamaynam, you don't care about the official language in the country. Right? So you send it to the language that the people speak from, where they come from. So the interesting. The Ibn Ezra asks Akasha, how come we refer to our Golos as Golos Edom? V'alei Malchus Raimihu Kitim V'Edom Hayatachas Malchi Yisrael B'Shas HaChorban. Meaning, Kirak Edom Hayatachas Yad Yuda Kibime Agripas Kashanilka de Yushalayim Bogidu de Ez Edom Lezer Lihuda V'roimi Shehigilisanu Himizera Kitim. So Rome does not come from Edom. It's opposite. Apparently the Edomites were helping the Yehuda fight against Rome. So why are we called Golas Edom? Avlifima shekasaf to Yossi Shapir ki sancher bilbelas kol umais va'hayakabal biyadim she'edom hayoshe b'roimi. You're right. It's not the Edomites that were helping Yehuda were people that were from Sancheriv. He was mevalvel the umais, so he put other people where Edom lived. So they were called Edomim, but they're not Edomim.
They're not really coming. Meaning
the real Edoms, the real Edoms, the real Edom is Esav. The real Edom is Sancheir was Mavalbel and moved them to Rome. So the Romans are Edomites, but the Edomites, the people that lived in Edom at the time of the Horma, were not from Esav. They're other people. Okay, interesting tidbit. You whatever. Peace.
Okay, we always knew that Rome was such as Esav, but now we have a bigger picture.
So they call Edom because that's the geographical place they were.
Correct. Okay, so now comes the next parak. Akad Romayel Kashrech Kama Samach Kashverish. Zokar is Vashti. He remembered Vashti. Vesasha Asasa. Vesasha Nigzar Alel. So, Kipruta, I guess it means he remembered her Avera and what was Nigzar on her. But Nigzar is a very strange language, no? He was Guva did it. It's like he remembers that which ended up happening to her. What ended up happening? You chopped her head off. It's strange language. Right? So the Gra Bagmar Amru Kishem Sha'asakach Nigzar Alel, meaning it's referring to Klal Yisrael. Like this, Pirush Hakashal who Diksiva Shenigzar Alel Mashmim in the Shemaim, Av Shein Roy Lasis Lakein, Bimkay Lachashreva Shein Roy Lasis Lakein. If it's what he did, then it's not Nigzar. Nigzar sounds like it was a Gzera, it was beyond our control, something of that nature. So the lunch of Nigzar doesn't really pass on this type of thing. So Zokter Vimkay Lachashreva Shein Roy Lasis Lakein, Umahulosh Nigzar, Lakach Pirush Shehi Shehai Osesa Koy Al Yisrael. So, Kemoisha Asasa Yisrael, Kach Nigzar Alea Min Hashemayim. So he explains here on the bottom like this. But Zoloimar, V'loya Lachashverish, Sheklapi Avoyna Lachashverish, Ein Lachanis Oin Shagzeru. It was supposed to be. Chem Pirshu Kavanas Akosov, Sha'af Oin Shagzerish, it was a Gzer Makadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, basically, what it's saying is, at that time, Hashem remembered what Klal Yisrael did, and that which was Nigzar on Klal Yisrael for the Averis that they did. So he started, so he's bringing in an Einish, but he was Makhtim Rafula Makha. But now is the time that Hashem remembered the Gzera that he has to carry out into Klal Yisrael. That's what the pasuk is saying, and it's meduyik like that because otherwise nigzar doesn't make sense. That's where that chazal came from. What? Right? How was it?
No,
he's bringing down the Gemara. The Gemara says that this pasuk is referring to that Hashem remembered the gzer that he put on Klal Yisrael. So where did the Gemara get that from? Saying God from the fact that the pasuk uses a shver language, the language uses nigzar aleh, which doesn't really make sense. It's referring to Vashti.
It's referring to now Achashverosh. Remember, it's referring to Akadosh Baruch Hu remembering.
Yes,
his gzera that what which gzera the one that he made when because they assume it.
Right, exactly.
And why here is he remembering?
What?
What should I just hear? Why is he remembering here?
Now's the time to bring out the punishment. Now's the time to bring out the punishment. So what happened? Vayomer Nari HaMelech Misharsav, Yivak Shel HaMelech Naharis B'Sulis Tov Yismare. Okay, fine. Collect everybody. Vayavket HaMelech Pekidim. B'chol Medunah Yismelech Usai. Vik B'tzuris Kod Nari B'Sulis Tov Yismare. El Shushan Abir HaBeis HaNoshim. V'yad Hegei Seris HaMelech. Shomer HaNoshim. V'Nosoy Tamru Kayem. Okay? So this is a fascinating shtickle here. He eventually the gra that gets into very much, a lot of detail about this, but let's see how he's mocked in this. He says, "Pir shapkidi mikbitzu mikol anaris nara achas mikol atovish bekulam v'achak hagam atovish v'ni nasin liad hege." What does it mean, nasin tabrukayim? They were given the make or the whatever the stuff that they needed to make themselves look beautiful. So what's he saying with this? Okay, his whole shtick we'll get into tomorrow. But basically, the way he learned the pshat is why did Hege, why was he appointed to give them their tachshitim? Just let everyone come with tachshitim. The Gemara says because if you let everyone come with their own tachshitim, they could cover up all their ugliness. Right? So what he wanted to do was he wanted to make that everyone should come and then and everyone has to use the same
system,
and therefore you could see the true beauty of the person. Now he brings a raya. I'll bring you a raya that you could cover over an ugly person with tamrukim. What's the raya? The raya is from Ephemus Gemara and Tainus. It says that that all the girls will go out. So it says, you faith for Yosha men oimrois bochor, sona in echor e, ma ta boir loch, shein isha lanoi, so choose me. Miuchosas shem men say, no, go look at Nishmach. And mucho arois say, kuchum ikhachem l'shem shamayim, uvamach et ha-tru b'zuvuvim, and kuchu l'shem shamayim, and give me gold and jewelry and we'll be beautiful. So if you want to, if it was Hashem Shemayim, you should have taken Miyuchasais. So what's going on? So he says, "What if you have a Negias, then it's not Hashem Shemayim, even if it's Miyuchasais. So either you're doing because you want Yichas, or you're doing because you want beauty. Either way, it's not Hashem Shemayim. The only way it's Hashem Shemayim is the Mechuaris.
They're neither.
So he says, "I, Lamaisa, she's ugly." So and then it says, no, but Alpha Pika and Tatu Bizuhuvim and it will work out. He says, you see that if your matter even Mechor is Bizuhuvim, it looks good.
Strange thing is there an Orion for that.
What's the
point of
that?
That's the point of
it. Chazinan, it's a funny riot.
You can bring 100 rhymes out there.
And for the guy, that's the only way you know.
Yeah, right. That's clear. Okay, whichever Nair is the best, Timok Tachas Vashti. Fine. Okay, we'll have to issue it and see what happens. Shkoyach.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh,
let's
the screen.
There's a power went out, I think.
Yeah, power did go out.
So, actually. Everything is.
Maybe Rocky was feeling self conscious about the joke by the dinner.